Broadcasting live from the Gwinnett studio of Business Radio X, located inside Office Suites Plus at Satellite Place in Duluth, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio spotlights and highlights companies that do business in Gwinnett County and the people who lead them.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio. I am your host, Mike Salmon, and joining me as usual, my co-host, Stephen Julian. Good morning, Stephen.
Morning, Mike. How you doing?
Pretty good. Remember about a month ago when I said I was going to build that ark because of all the rain?
Yes. How's that coming?
I'm rebuilding it right now.
Well, yeah. I'm going to come at lunch, and we're going to hole up because it's bad out there.
I drove by Georgia Trail, who we've had on the show recently.
Yes.
And the driving range is underwater. I don't know if you saw that. It's actually a lake.
That hurts my driving distance.
Yeah, yeah. But it's good practice because typically I hit my balls into the water, so it's like really playing golf.
And you can really practice going out swimming to get them. That's, I know, something you like to do as well.
Absolutely. Okay. Whatever.
Let's move on.
We've got a full house here at the studio today. Joining us is Kate Schirmerhorn. She's with Eagle Carpet Care and Restoration. Mike Nash from Suddeth Relocation Systems of Atlanta. We also have Sherry Fitness, who's a fitness instructor. And Mark Harmon with Georgia Public Broadcasting. Thank you to all our guests for joining us today on Gwinnett Business Radio. And we'll start with Kate Schirmerhorn with Eagle Carpet Care and Restoration. And I'm going to hit you with a real tough question, Kate, to start off this interview. Tell us all about your company.
Hey, good morning, Mike. Thanks for having me here. Eagle Carpet Care, well, let's see, we've been in business since 1985 and founded by Tony and Kathy LaRocco. They started out, quite frankly, Tony started out with Stanley Steamer and decided he wanted to go into business for himself. And has been in business now for 30 years. And now, today, the second generation of LaRocco's is working up in the business. And we do basically what it sounds like, carpet cleaning and floor cleaning and restoration services, water damages, which would be good for today, of course, mold remediations, and basically, I like to say, if it's on the floor, Eagle can clean it. We do any kind of flooring surface cleaning we can do.
You mentioned the founders coming from Stanley Steamer and some other companies. What makes your company different from the Stanley Steamers of the world?
Well, we actually use the same process as Stanley Steamer. The carpet cleaners, manufacturers recommend to use only a truck-mounted hot water extraction, which most people call a steam clean, and that's the method of cleaning that we use. The difference that makes us from a lot of the other carpet cleaners out there is the fact that there's a lot of carpet cleaners out there that don't use that process and maybe use a dry cleaning process, or they're not using any kind of detergents or proper cleaning agents to get the dirt out of the carpet, which is important. That's why you're calling to get your carpet cleaned, is to get it clean, and you've got to use a proper cleaning agent to get the dirt out of the carpet. One of the things that distinguishes us from a lot of carpet cleaning companies out there, because there are a lot of them out there, is that all of our technicians are company employees. We never subcontract. We know exactly who's going into somebody's home, and I think that's important because you are going into people's homes, and we have to trust that the people that are putting into somebody's home, we know exactly who's there, they're background checked, they're drug tested. We know exactly who's in somebody's home. We can trust who's in there. We've had a lot of customers who just open the door. They leave a key, and they say, lock it up when you're done, and that shows a lot of trust for our company. And if you don't know who you're putting in there, if it's just somebody you say contract, hey, we don't want to drive all the way to Marietta, we're going to call somebody over that way, you don't necessarily know who you're dealing with.
Kate, talk a little bit about some of the other things. Obviously, Eagle Carpet Care, main thing is cleaning carpets. But you kind of quickly talk through some of the other things, mold remediation, I heard, some of the water damage. Talk about some of those ancillary things that you do that maybe people don't think of when they hear carpet care.
Carpet care, absolutely. We, in addition to the regular carpet cleaning, we can clean hardwood floors. We use a chemical sanding process on the hardwood floors. We can clean and seal tile and grout. We can clean linoleum, vinyl flooring. We do a lot of VCT flooring in doctor's offices, daycare centers with a strip and wax. We see those real shiny floors. We can do those. But we have a disaster division where we handle water remediations. We have a 24/7 response time on water damages. We are fully certified. Our technicians are trained for mold remediation. It's not just spray and bleach on things. There's actually a process to kill mold. And we do fire restoration, smoke issues, and we can do complete reconstruction on those things, as well as biohazard cleanups, which nobody likes to talk about, but you got to have a certification to be able to do that as well.
We're talking with Kate Schirmerhorn with Eagle Carpet Care and Restoration. Talk about your service area and the type of clients that you serve.
Absolutely. We cover a pretty wide range of service area. We cover from Athens all the way down to Atlanta and pretty much everything north, although these days we seem to be sneaking a little bit onto the south side below I-20 and the Locust Grove, McDonough. So we cover a pretty wide range area. We go all the way over to Marietta, up to Canton, and we run a fleet of trucks out every day. It's not just one guy in a truck. We actually have a staff of trucks that go out. And we cover everything from residential to commercial. We do a lot of apartment work. So pretty much anybody's got a floor, we can handle you.
Talk about the customers. I mean, is it residential? Do you do corporate cleaning? And how do you find the new business? Do they just find you? And if that's the case, how do you market your company? I know, Stephen, I just asked like four questions just like that, bang, bang, bang.
Any more you want to add on top of that?
No, but I want to make sure Kate's on top of things this early.
Who was president in 1847? Yeah. Sorry. Go ahead.
Do you remember all the questions now?
Maybe. Okay. We do all residential customers, homes, townhomes, apartments. We handle all commercial businesses as well. We have several businesses that we handle on quarterly cleanings, both, like I said before, doctor's offices, daycare centers, in addition to some retail spaces. So we can do after-hours works. We've done restaurants before. So we with commercial, we absolutely can accommodate to whatever their schedule needs. And to reach those people is a variety of things. Not only do we have our own marketing in terms of our constant contacts and our network and our Facebook, we have starting to build a pretty good following in the social media avenues, but we do a lot of just networking, a lot of word of mouth. I personally do the sales and marketing for the company, so I'm involved in a lot of different networking groups around, both in Gwinnett and Hall County, with the groups like the Atlanta Apartment Association, Athens Apartment Association. So we connect with the businesses where we're trying to draw from. So it's a lot of face-to-face communication, a lot of referral business. We encourage our customers to refer business to us, and they get a little referral reward for referring us to one of their neighbors, for example. It's a lot of word of mouth marketing, but in addition, we do mailers and the traditional advertising as well.
Kate, I think a lot of times when people hear a company that does carpet care, the first thing they think of is any kind of emergency or a one-time thing. Oh, my goodness, my carpets are so nasty, I got to get them cleaned. You mentioned a little bit about some corporate accounts. Talk a little bit more about situations where people wouldn't necessarily think that they would need you on an ongoing basis, but where you might really be able to help. And maybe that's only corporate accounts, but talk a little bit about that. It's kind of an ongoing process that you can help your clients with.
And actually, that's a very good question, because we encourage people to get their carpets cleaned more regularly. People think that I've spilled some wine or I've spilled some spaghetti or something. In fact, the more often you get it clean, the longer your carpet will last. Carpet manufacturers recommend at least every 18 months to get your carpets professionally cleaned. There's a lot of things that adhere to the carpet fibers that you don't see. You vacuum regularly. You don't see it on the surface, but things get down in, and you got kids and you got dogs and things that get down into the carpet that you just don't see. And it's with that high pressure suction is where that actually you get the dirt out. We've actually got regular customers who call us about every 2 to 3 months to come and clean their carpet, and it just keeps it cleaner longer. We have a program called the Stay Beautiful program, where we come and we do regular cleanings for the customers and on a quarterly to semi-annual basis. With the businesses, really, we've got customers that can be every month to every 2 to 3 months. The more foot traffic you have on the floor, the more often you need to get it cleaned. Same thing as vacuuming in your house. The more people you have in your house, the more often you need to vacuum the carpet.
Kate, you obviously seem to enjoy your job. You do a lot of marketing. You're out here. You're talking to us about what you do. What do you enjoy most about your job?
Well, I do love my job. And anybody who knows me and sees me, they hear me say it all the time. It's not my company. It's not my family. But I love it. They treat you like family. Because it's a family business, they treat everybody like family in a good way.
Yeah, I guess that could go either way.
Go anyway, but they really do value their employees. They value the people that work for them. They value the contributions that you make. I take a lot of ownership of my job, and I love doing it because they take pride in being a family run business.
For folks that want to find out more, whether they're a business owner or a resident, how do they find out more about Eagle Carpet Care and Restoration?
Certainly, they can go to our website at eagle-carpetcare.com. They can find us on Facebook, the same thing, Facebook/Eagle Carpet Care. We have a pretty active Facebook page regularly, not posting just about carpet cleaning, but sometimes just some fun things out there. And then we've just started up a little Twitter, so we're hoping to keep the Eagle tweet going.
All right, Kate, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
All right, Kate Shermerhorn with Eagle Carpet Care and Restoration. Joining us now on Gwinnett Business Radio is Mike Nash with Suddeth Relocation Systems of Atlanta. Just recently, we had Ken and Sonia, two of your account managers, here on the show, Mike. And there's so much about your company. I actually got the tour last week, Steve, and saw the warehouse. They have a huge location right down the street from our studio. So much more to this company that I wasn't aware of. First of all, Mike, thanks for joining us this morning. Tell us about yourself and tell us about Suddeth.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me in this morning. Suddeth is a wholly owned transportation moving company. 94 years we've been in business. And on the commercial side of our business, we move offices, industrial facilities, equipment, and people. We have 19 locations spread around all quadrants of the country. We allow people to manage their businesses while we're taking care of the moving piece. I have been with the Suddeth organization for 21 years and 40 years in the industry.
And Mike is the president and general manager of Suddeth Relocations of Atlanta. When we had some of your coworkers here the other day, they were talking about the residential side of moving. Tell us about your commercial relocation services.
Well, whether you're rearranging offices, moving across the hall, across town, or into new locations, we can handle and coordinate that moving activity. We're more than an office mover. We've got services that include space planning, furniture. In addition to moving the people and the contents of their offices, as well as the IT and the technology piece of the move as well.
Business owners that are looking to have to move their business, what are some of the key principles or things that they need to be looking out for, or perhaps asking as they get ready for a move?
Well, the main thing is that they need to focus on running their business, it's proven fact that 70% of the people that are assigned the responsibility for coordinating a move aren't with that company six months after the move takes place. So it's a pretty tough job. It's a strenuous job, and our effort is to take that pressure off, relieve folks of the stress of something that they may only do once in their careers or once or twice in their careers. We do this on a frequent basis, so we take that pressure off of them in a professional and structured way.
Mike, I don't think I'm breaking any rules here to kind of tell the audience that Suddeth is not the only company that does relocation. I'm sorry, but you don't have a monopoly. So tell me some of the things that sets Suddeth, especially Suddeth Relocation Systems of Atlanta, apart from some of the other competitors that are out there.
Well, there are, as you say, there are probably 150 or so moving companies in Atlanta, and probably every one of them would tell you that they can move offices. And to varying degrees, they probably can. What makes us different is that we're able to do three things. We're able to do the space planning in a professional, a very systematic way. We can reconfigure and reuse existing furniture. We can buy and install new furniture from any manufacturer of furniture. And we can remanufacture existing furniture. We've got a partner that we work with in that area. The relocation, once the space planning and furniture has been taken care of, we can plan and execute a scope of services that's custom designed to fit the needs of that particular client.
So rather than just doing one aspect of the move, you guys pretty much can take it from concept And like you said, some of the space planning. I noticed on your one of your taglines is "We take care of it." So that's a big statement in a small amount of words.
It is, and I'm reminded of that often. It's on an email signature, and so oftentimes people see that and they do expect you to take care of it, whatever it is. They expect to be satisfied with it.
We're talking with Mike Nash, who's the president and general manager of Suddeth Relocation Systems of Atlanta. Mike, obviously it's a very competitive field that you work in. Where do you find your new customers?
Most of our business is done on a referral basis. We do a lot with our website, our sales folks are very active in the community, very active in the chamber, and you know, business league groups and referral networks. So, but our best customers come from referrals from folks that we've done good work for that feel comfortable referring us, you know, to their friends and colleagues.
Mike, if I'm a business owner and I'm looking to move, what should be some of the questions I should ask? What should be some of the things I should look for when I'm picking a mover?
Well, we would want you to, look at all of the details. We're an employee-based organization as well. We don't subcontract. So there's a higher degree of professionalism that you can expect from us, and I think you'd be concerned about having people, whether they come into your homes or whether they come into your businesses. You want people that you can trust, and we do as Kate said, we do drug and alcohol testing. We have an employee based crew, so we know the people that we're bringing into your business. They're trained professionals, and I think that first and foremost is probably what sets us apart from our competition.
When we had Ken and Sonia on the show last week talking about the residential moving, I always asked, do you have a story about maybe a unique move or something that just kind of blew your mind when you found out about it? I'm sure on the commercial side, there's probably some unique or interesting stories that you might want to share, maybe a move that you had that kind of stands out in your mind?
Predates my time, but when I started with Suddeth, I started in our Jacksonville, Florida headquarters location and worked there. But dating back into the early 60s, a little bit south of Jacksonville, there's place called Marineland, which is a popular tourist site. And we actually moved dolphins in a truck from Marineland to New York, which was in the early 60s, predates my time, but it was pretty remarkable. Feat to accomplish moving dolphins, but we've also with the base realignment and a lot of the base closings that happened. One of the biggest moves that ever took place was when we moved a tank division from Fort Knox down to Fort Benning. It was about an 18-month project. With over 1,200 truckloads of military gear and so forth that we moved from Fort Knox to Fort Benning, and we also handled one from here in the Atlanta area from Fort Gillem down to Fort Benning. So we were heavily involved in that with moving military equipment and high security stuff. Was pretty interesting as well.
So I would think if I'm a business owner, I should feel pretty good about hiring your company because you've moved military stuff, you've moved dolphins. I would think I have nothing to worry about.
Have a wide range of capabilities.
My obviously. Lateral files are not going to be a problem for these guys.
Exactly. For companies that want to reach out to you, find out more about your services, or even talk to you, I assume the first step typically would be a consultation to kind of see what it is that needs to be moved, and that's where the relationship starts.
That's the first step is sitting down and talking about what you want for the end game, what's the objective, how many folks you need to move, if there's storage that may be necessary. We've got a large facility and have certainly capabilities with warehousing and storage, and then kind of walking through a plan so that we know where you're moving to, what kind of logistic requirements there may be. So the consultation is certainly the first step.
And again, I saw the warehouse. I mean, you have so many services besides just the moving. You have the storage as well. Where do you see the company in 5 years? Well, that's maybe next on the horizon for Sudeth.
Well, we're in a growth mode, and in spite of the tough economy that we've had the past several years, we've been able to grow our business 20% plus in the last 3 years. So we see, you know, this is a great market. It's a good area that we live in, and we think we've got a good story to tell and a good service to provide. So I see the future's great for Sudeth, and we're continue to expand and grow our business.
And we're so happy you came on Gwinnett Business Radio today to tell your story. Give us all your contact information for those companies that want to find out more and perhaps hire your services.
Absolutely. Best place to reach us is SudethAtlanta.com. That's our website, and all the services that we provide are linked in there, and you have direct access to our company. We still take phone calls as well, so we're at here at Sudeth Atlanta in Duluth.
And great people there. I got to meet Ken and Sonia for the first time this past week, and you already know Sonia from all the networking you do.
When you said that networking is something you guys do, Sonia is one of the best at it. So it's very good.
Great. Thanks.
Mike, thank you so much. Mike Nash with Sudeth Relocation Systems of Atlanta. Our next guest here on Gwinnett Business Radio is Sherry Fitness. She's a very successful personal trainer here in the Atlanta area. Sherry, you have a great story to share with us. I mean, you really got started in this business when you turned 40. Talk about how you got started.
Okay. Well, in my previous life, I used to be frustrated, frumpy. No matter what I did, I couldn't lose the weight. And my frustrations are the same frustrations that so many people experience when they want to lose weight. I wasn't eating junk food. I don't eat McDonald's. I don't eat sweets. I thought I was eating healthy. I was a gym rat. And no matter what I did, I just kept getting fatter and fatter and fatter until I unlocked the combination of getting it right and broke through all the myths and misconceptions that mainstream media fills you up with, which pretty much veers you off in the opposite direction, because let's face it, the health, fitness, and weight loss industry is a multi-million dollar industry. And if everybody gets fit and healthy and loses weight, guess what? They're not going to make money. So they want you to be fat and unhealthy. So when I was able to start figuring things out for myself by doing a lot of research, the weight started coming off, and friends started to notice, and they talked me into doing a fitness competition. And here I was, 2 weeks before my 40th birthday, went from this fat, frustrated, frumpy person to, fit and hot at 40, if you want to put it that way. And here I was 2 weeks before my 40th birthday, standing on stage with these girls that were like half my age. It was quite an experience. And from there, you know, I knew what my passion was. I knew I did not belong in corporate America, sitting in a cubicle. I knew what I had to do. So I got into the industry. And you know, when I started out, if you had said to me that I would be hosting my own radio show, which I was doing, I had Fit Talk with Sherry Fitness on Block Talk Radio. I have like, oh my God. I mean, I interviewed the biggest names in the industry, and I'll probably get back to that again. I'm looking for a new format to bring that show back, that I would write a book. So my book is called Transformation Over 40, and that's at transformationover40.com, which basically I give you everything you need to know about how to lose weight, feel great, have a new body, a new you, improved energy and health in 12 weeks. And if you do what I tell you to do, let me tell you, you'll rock it. Totally. I mean, it's just amazing. It's just the notoriety that I've gotten over the past 7 years since I've gotten into this industry is just, I never expected it. Honestly, I never did. But I guess I have a passion for this. I believed in myself, and I really believe that I can help others achieve their goals, because I experienced their frustrations. I still live it every single day. I mean, I'm in my upper 40s now, and the older you get, even though with everything that I know, the harder it gets, because you've got to work that much harder at it, at being, you know, very fit and healthy at this time.
Sherry, we appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us today.
You
need to get a little bit more passionate about what you do, please, and kind of come out of your shell.
Yeah.
I'm just joking with you, Sherry.
It's the former radio host in me.
You've already kind of brought up one thing that kind of I found very interesting, and that is that the business doesn't want you to be skinny, because then they have no business, which I thought was real interesting. Talk about some other myths as far as weight loss and transforming your body. I know you don't want to give away all the secrets because you want to sell books as well.
Of course.
But talk about some of the myths that are out there.
I'll tell you what, some of the myths that are out there, people think it just applies to women, but it applies to men as well. As a matter of fact, I experienced these myths that, you know, with men more so than with women. One of the biggest myths is that in order to lose weight, you got to keep your mouth shut and eat nothing but salad. Okay. By doing that, you're slowing down your metabolism and you become nothing more but an effective fat storing machine instead of a fat burning machine. You've got to eat. Feed the machine. The other thing, and this drives me crazy every time I walk into the gym, there are people that are on, that do nothing but get on the treadmill. I mean, that's it. That's all they do. They get on the treadmill. And you know what? Running does not shape your body. The only thing that's going to give your body the shape that you want is muscle. You've got to get into the weight room and you've got to lift. And I'm not talking about the pink dumbbell area. Get in there and pick up the weights, the heavy weights, and that's what you need to know, do. You've got to build muscle, and you've got to fuel your body in order to build that muscle. So get off the hamster wheel, get in the weight room, and start lifting some weights. That's really where it's at.
Talk about, and we're talking about Sherry Fitness, talk about the actual services that you provide to your clients.
Well, I wear a lot of different hats. Obviously, I do one-on-one personal training, which is something that I do. And I also work with people online. Technology is wonderful. So it's really broadened me, and I've worked with people, on the other side of the world. I do nutritional coaching. So because if you're not eating properly, you're just spinning your wheels. The other thing I do also is I do life coaching. So a lot of what prevents people from losing weight, even though it's something they want, if you don't get it right in your head, then everything else is going to fall apart. So there really is a mind-body connection. And I'm really in tune to what people say when they talk to me about their roadblocks or I can't. Or as a matter of fact, yesterday, one of my clients, I called him out. I mean, big time. He started coming at me with an excuse as to why he doesn't drink water and blamed it on his wife. And I just kind of looked at him and I said, are you kidding me? You've got to own up to this. You've got to take responsibility. You've got to be proactive. You know, by resisting what I'm telling you what to do and coming up with excuses is not going to get you where you want to go. So these are the things that I also am aware of, are just the excuses that people say that they don't even realize that they say, which is more on a subconscious than a conscious level. So there's a lot that goes on. So it's you know, nutrition, yes, the fitness, but it's also that mindset.
So if I was someone, Sherry, that came to you and said, okay, I'm I believe your words were frumpy, flabby, foldy, I don't know, I might be
frustrated.
Frustrated, there you go. And I said, okay, start working with me. I would assume the first thing you do would be to say, read the book, because I noticed the book says 12 weeks, and it's kind of a, this is how you get started. How would you start with somebody? What would be the process? Take me through that process. If I came to you and said, okay, I'm ready to start, what would you do?
Well, we would have a consultation, because I need to know what's going on with you mentally as well as physically. So
you don't want to know what's going on with you mentally. That's not a good place to start.
And also talk about what your goals are, so that, some people will just come to me because a doctor said, if you don't lose weight, this is what's coming down the pike for you. You need to get serious. So some people come to me, strictly for getting healthy first. It's not even the aesthetics. When you hit the age of 40 and over, it's a whole different mindset. It's not just about the aesthetics. And also, so many people are lacking energy. And it has a lot to do with your nutrition. I mean, the foods you eat can really affect how you feel as well, with food sensitivities and food allergies that you're not even aware that you have. So throughout the course of this conversation that we have, I start to get an idea of what it is that I need to do with you as far as physically, nutritionally, and mentally. And then based on that, I give you, this is what I recommend that is for you. And these are the, you know, this is the program that I recommend that would be best for you. And then I explain to you that for us to work together, because, I mean, you're interested in what I can do for you just as much as I need to know where you're coming from, okay? And in order for it to be effective, we have to work together. Don't, if you fight me and you don't do what I'm going to tell you to do, it's just not going to work. And that's kind of how it works. So I give you the plan, and we start working together, and I work with you either in person or, like I said, I could do it via Skype, online, however it works, because, like I said, technology has brought the world closer together, and I help coach you through to meet your goal. And that's how it works. It's very personalized, very, very personalized. Cool. There's no cookie cutting here.
I don't think either one of us want to take Sherry on and, you know, doubt her at
she
all.
She did say cookies, though. I like that.
You know what would make an interesting show is if we had a client that's just having that consultation.
Yeah.
That first consultation would be very interesting, and maybe we should talk about that at some point.
I like that idea.
Yeah, I'm always thinking outside the box.
There you go.
Yeah, we're a lot alike in that area. Do you have as I was talking with, Mike, we always like good stories. Do you have a great story you could tell, maybe a before and after snapshot that you can give us?
Oh,
obviously you talked about yourself and, I mean, looking at you, obviously you're a success story. How about a client though? You've been doing it for a little bit now.
It's when I first started out, there was a person I was very good friends with, used to live across the street from me. And she started training with me, and I mean, she's absolutely beautiful, has a beautiful face, and she was very, very overweight. And I started training her, and we started getting into nutrition and also kind of helping her out with some nutritional supplements as well to help her meet her goal. And I cannot believe the transformation this woman made. I mean, when I see her on Facebook, I look at her and I'm going, my jaw drops every time I see her on Facebook. And when I ran into her in person, a few years after we had worked together and she had moved into town, I was just like, oh my, I mean, the difference was just unbelievable. And it's so nice to know that everything that I taught her during our time together, she got it. It's a lifestyle. Fitness is not an event. People like to get fit for an event. Oh, I'm going on vacation. Oh, my daughter's getting married. What happens after the event is over? I mean, come on. This is a lifestyle. I mean, this is something you should be doing every single day. You get up, you brush your teeth, you shower. Well, guess what? You should eat healthy every single day of your life and exercise, every single day of your life. I mean, it's just consider it part of your hygiene.
What do you say to folks that say, oh, my goodness, if I, want to have Sherry, work with me, I mean, I can't afford that. And the people are afraid of the cost. Do you have different programs, different packages? How does that work?
Well, I do have different packages. And again, of course, for somebody who is in Scotland, obviously I can't be there in person. So I work with people, again, as I said, online. So I will, I need to know what you have access to equipment-wise, where you're going to be training. And what I do is that I develop a workout program for you based on what you have access to, and via email or Skype or phone call, however it works, whatever is the best form of communication for you. I do the nutritional coaching and we talk, and whatever roadblocks you have, resistance that you seem to be having to getting where you need to be, I help you get past that. Some people will say, well, I can't eat. One of the big keys is when it comes to nutrition, you're supposed to eat 5 to 6 small meals a day. It's grazing. And when I tell people that, they look at me like, I'm supposed to eat 5 to 6 times a day. How would I do that? They just get, I coach you through that. I've got a system I've been doing for years. I have it down to a science. So working with me online obviously is going to be much more affordable than working with me one-on-one in person. So, I can meet just about any single budget. There is.
So, and it doesn't have to be every single day. If it's just once a week, I mean, just to get started.
You know what?
Just start doing it.
Yeah. I mean, just get started. And even if it's once a week, it's better than nothing. than zero. So it's the small steps that start to add up. I mean, think of it like a piece of sculpture. Okay, if you're doing a piece of sculpture, every single chip that you put into that sculpture gets you closer to that form that you're creating. So I kind of put it in those terms. I mean, you're chipping away at a sculpture, and it's a process, but each chip you make, they add up, and it's going to get you where you want to be. It doesn't happen overnight. I mean, that's the other thing also. That's the other mindset that people get messed up over is you didn't wake up 50 pounds overweight in one day. You're not going to wake up the next morning 50 pounds lighter.
And so if I get my 20-year high school reunion coming up next week, I probably should have called you months ago, not, you know, can you change me within a week?
I would say, but you want to know something? I've gotten people that have, you know, come to me and said, can you change me in 2 weeks? And I look at them, I'm like, come on, really? Are you that much in denial? Or, you know, get out of the fantasy world.
you don't beat around the bush. It's reality.
It is
reality. It's in your face reality.
And it has to be that way. You've got to keep it real.
And you do a lot of social media. For those that want to reach out and find out more about you or talk with Sherry Fitness, Sherry, personal trainer, where are some of your sites that can find out more information about you? How can they get in touch with you?
Well, I am on Facebook. So if you look up Sherry Fitness on Facebook, you'll find two pages. You'll find my personal page and my fan page. I am on Twitter, at Sherry Fitness on Twitter. I am on LinkedIn, Sherry Fitness. I'm on Pinterest, Sherry Fitness.
Would it be easier to say what you're not on?
I'm on everything. Google Plus. I do have a website called Fit Talk News, which I created. That is a blog. I write about either the latest in the health news or experiences that I have or opinions that I have of things that I observe. And I do have a website, of course, sherryfitness.com, which is under, is about to go through an extreme makeover. So just Google Sherry Fitness. I guarantee you will find me because Google loves me.
we can't avoid you.
You can't. I'm everywhere.
Sherry is spelled Shari, correct?
Yes.
I know one thing she's not on. She's not on McDonald's French fries. So
no.
Sherry, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me here.
All right. Mark, I'm sorry, you're going to have to follow all that.
That's
Mark,
a tough act to follow.
Yeah, Mark Harmon with Georgia Public Broadcasting, and GPP has really branched out lately, gotten more into sports, a lot of live sports recently. Talk about GPP Sports, because it's fairly new to a lot of us.
Well, they have a long, long history at GPP of doing the high school sports, the football and basketball finals. But over the last 3 years, we've really ramped up the coverage. Not only do we do the championships in football at the Georgia Dome, it was seven classes this year. And, of course, we're getting ready next week to do the GHSA Boys and Girls High School Basketball Championships. That'll be 14 games over a three-day period. But we also do our Football Fridays in Georgia, which we started 2 years ago. Every single Friday night from late August all the way to the state championship games in December, we do a game of the week. And it's really a big blowout extravaganza. It's just not a football game. We do a pregame show, which we call our tailgate party, our all-access pass tailgate party, and we incorporate a lot of different things. David Zelsky, who's on our Georgia Traveler show, he comes and does a school spirit package, which where he goes to the pep rallies and talks to the teachers and a lot of the students there and gets everybody ramped up for the game. And I do an unsung hero, somebody that the principals feel that really makes high school sports special. They don't get a lot of recognition for it, but they make the whole experience special, and I do a story on that. You know, we cover the bands and we cover the cheerleaders. We have a cheerleader challenge that Jen Hobby, who works on radio here in Atlanta, does host for. So it's a big extravaganza in our pregame show, and then we do a halftime show, and then we do a postgame wrap-up show as well. So it's like 3.5 hours of high school football every single Friday night all season long.
You know, in the old days, people would think public broadcasting, well, you know, how good can it look? But, you know, obviously, if you've watched the games, the quality is there. You've got some very talented people, including yourself. Talk about your background and how you ended up at GPB.
Well, my background started a long, long time ago in Peoria, Illinois, and I kind of worked my way up the ranks. I worked in Rockford, Illinois for a while, Indianapolis, Indiana, Syracuse, New York, Springfield, Missouri, Lansing, Michigan, and then I've been here for 20 years in Atlanta.
Okay, like Sherry, just tell us where you have not worked. Maybe that's easier. It's a shorter list.
So, you know, in TV, it's kind of that way. You kind of move around quite a bit. But I've been here 20 years. I was Channel 46 for 17 years and did a lot of great things there, particularly working with the Georgia football program and all their great accolades over the last several seasons. And then the last last 3 years I've been at GPB, and it's been a lot of fun.
I thought you had a question.
I'm just letting the two sportscasters go, man. This is fun. I'm enjoying this. Mark, talk a little bit. You've been around a lot of sports. You've been around a lot of professional sports. Talk a little bit about covering high school. What you talked about, you guys go in depth, and you talked about some of the unsung heroes and stuff like that. But just talk a little bit about what's the differences between high school sports and covering professional sports.
You know, it's very, very interesting because I've enjoyed covering everything. I've enjoyed covering the Braves and their 14 times of the postseason. You know, the Atlanta Hawks getting in the playoffs, Evander Holyfield in the heavyweight championships, the Falcons. I was there when they were in the Super Bowl. The one time they were in the Super Bowl, I was there down in Miami. But high school sports is just very, very interesting because it's really a pure type of sport. These kids, most of them, when we cover the state championship games, say in December for football, most of these kids aren't going to play at the collegiate level. A nanometer of them will play at the professional level. So this is like the last time they're going to play high school football anywhere. And it's just very, very special to see the enthusiasm that they have, that their parents have, that the cheerleaders have, that the fans have, and it's just really kind of a neat thing. If you could bottle that spirit, you could light the world, believe me.
Now, talk, you guys do football, you guys do basketball. Are there any plans in the future of adding any other high school sports?
In the past, we have done the state wrestling championships, okay. And that was a lot of fun, so that could be, you know, down the line. Personally, when we used to do a half-hour high school sports kind of wrap-up show, I covered the state softball championships and the baseball championships and the swimming championships. And all these things are very, very neat. If you ever go to a high school championship in the state of Georgia, the GHSA does a fantastic job. And there are so many schools there, so many players there, so many coaches there. And it's just really a neat experience all the way around.
They've also done the state cheerleading championships out of Columbus, Georgia for many, many years.
I should have mentioned that. That you talk about bottling enthusiasm. That is really something down there.
Exactly. There's got to be some challenges, though, because you're doing high school football, and it's not like you're going to multi-million dollar professional stadium. So you got to figure out camera setup, you know, with the announcing. I mean, I've done playing high school football myself, and sometimes you're right on top of people trying to announce a game. I'm sure you've got some plenty of stories you could talk about. Talk about some of those stories of having to go to places and to do what is a network quality telecast, but you're in maybe a little small town somewhere in Georgia.
Well, you know, that is very true. First of all, our play-by-play team of Gil Tyree and Trey McDaniel, they do an outstanding job with the X's and O's. They really do a good job. And then the fellow that you know, Kevin Gerkey, is one of our operations guys. And one of his jobs is to go and do the site surveys. He goes to all the high schools weeks in advance, make sure, you know, where we're going to put our cameras, where we're going to put the talent, where we're going to put everybody. And that's a big, big job because, like you say, it's not a Georgia Dome that you're at. You're in smaller places. We did one from Sandy Creek last year, and they have a tremendous high school football program. They've won 4 state championships, I think. And we went down there, and it was a very cozy place. But, you know, it's fun. And it's just Steve Graham is the guy that kind of is in charge of the technical part of the telecast. They just do an outstanding job. We do the Corky Kell Classic every August, and we do the state championships from the Georgia Dome, and the Turner people help us out with that. It's an HD. It's really a great thing. And then our weekly game of the week. Also, we have a few less cameras, but, I mean, the quality of the coverage is just outstanding.
It's amazing now, high school sports, and you look at, you know, like Buford's right up the road here, and it looks like a small college campus. I mean, the money that is poured into these programs and the money that comes out of these programs, because a lot of them do make a lot of money. Let me get your opinion, though, and we're talking with Mark Harmon with Georgia Public Broadcasting. These days, it seems like there might be a little more, and I'm starting to get off on a little sports talk tangent here now, Stephen, so you'll enjoy this.
Stephen from Swanee, I'm calling to ask a question. Go ahead.
But is there more and more pressure on younger kids? We're hearing now about, you know, 13, 14, 15-year-olds starting to be recruited from colleges, whether it be college basketball or college football. That scares me a little bit, especially as a dad. Where do you see high school sports going? I mean, eventually we're going to start seeing middle school sports on TV. I mean, do you have any thoughts on the kids?
Well, hopefully everybody, from the coaches to the parents to the teachers, put the kids and what's best for them first. You know, you read in the paper where – you know, the coach of Kentucky has given a scholarship to some freshman somewhere, or some eighth grader even. And, I mean, you just scratch your head and go, you know, this kid may not grow another inch. You don't know. And there's nothing binding about it anyway, so it's sort of a publicity stunt. But, you know, hopefully, and one thing that I found covering high school sports is, I mean, 99.9% of the athletic directors, of the coaches, of the principals that I deal with on a daily and weekly basis, they really do have the welfare of the athletes on top. And I mean, that's really something to see, and I really appreciate that.
Mark, you've been around sports for a long time, and like you said, you've covered professional, and we're talking today about high school sports. What makes sports so special to you? Why have you stayed in the industry as long as you have?
Well, you know, every day is different. I mean, every game is different. You don't know what's going to happen. It's like, you know, going to a movie, you don't know how the ending is going to work out. And that's kind of what I've always enjoyed. And the people are really, really interesting. They're really fun to deal with. And there's just an electricity, whether it's a high school football game or a pro game. You know, you go into a stadium, you go into an arena, and there's an electricity there. You know, what's going to happen? And you don't know until the final buzzer blows. Mm-hmm.
And Georgia Public Broadcasting obviously has made a commitment now to high school sports, prep sports throughout the state of Georgia, which is wonderful to see. They've invested a lot of money. They've got some great talents like yourself. What kind of feedback have you been getting from viewers out there as far as the telecasts?
You know, the feedback has been fantastic because we do get a lot of people on Facebook and Twitter, and they email you and they watch. And, you know, just when I go to the store, you know, people say, hey, I saw the game on Friday night, did a great job. And, you know, you got to give Bob Brienza, who's our vice president of news and sports, a lot of credit. Taya Ryan, who is our the leader, you know, of our entire operation, because she really, really believes in high school sports as part of our mission statement. You know, education is a big part of GPB. And she sees sports as a good way to do that. And one of the things we do during our half times is we do what's called a stop the drop. And I don't know if all of you folks know, but the dropout rate in the state of Georgia is horrific. It's terrible. And so we do a stop the drop campaign every single game where we bring on either a student or an administrator that deals with that. And the most poignant ones have come from the students themselves. They said that we were on the wrong path. We were doing drugs. We were dropping out. We were running with the wrong crowd. But a counselor or a teacher or a fellow student or a parent or a friend or somebody got these folks on the right path. And when they come and say, hey, I'm graduating in May, it really makes a difference. And GPB is really dedicated to that.
Let me just kind of add as a follow-up to that, what kind of feedback have you guys gotten as far as viewership? I would imagine, especially during the state finals, you're seeing people watching. So are you seeing good feedback in terms of that? And let me also add one other question. So I'm going to do Mike's thing. I'm not going to ask five questions, but I'm just going to ask two. So what kind of viewership feedback are you getting? And do you see also potentially a need for things outside of sports around high school coverage? You know, some of the science fairs and some of the Peachtree Ridge, you were talking about Buford, Peachtree Ridge right down the school. They have a robotics team that wins national awards. Pretty amazing. So I didn't do that in high school. So, you know, what do you see as far as the future for GPB doing even other sports or beyond that?
Well, to answer your first question first, Taya Ryan, our executive director, she loves the high school football in December because for the state championship games on Friday and Saturday, GPB is the number one ranked public television station in the entire country.
Love it.
The ratings that we get there are outstanding. They've been as high as 4 or 5 over the years, which is huge. This past year, we were number one in Atlanta throughout the entire day part until it got right to prime time. But, I mean, throughout
That's
the
awesome.
Day, we were number one in the market, and I think we were number two throughout the entire day. So the ratings and the numbers are very, very good for the high school football championships as well. And to the second part of your question, you know, it might be kind of interesting to branch out and see some of these other activities, you know, on GPB.
We'll meet afterward. I'll give you some ideas.
Okay.
Your kid's a robot expert or something, isn't he? You know, Business Radio X is B2B. A lot of business owners, business operators listen to these programs. Are there opportunities for businesses throughout Gwinnett County, through Atlanta, to support GPB and what you're doing?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. GPB is always looking for sponsors. They're always looking for underwriters. They're always looking for new members. So, yeah, if you have some money that you want to sponsor Football Fridays in Georgia, I can put you in charge with Susan Jackson, and she will talk to you and set up a package that you will love. And really, if you know, if you're a business that caters to families, that caters to young people or something, I mean, GPB is a great place to have underwriting and sponsorship of, because, you know, they're watching our games, that's for sure.
All right, Mark, for those business owners out there that want to find out more information and talk to the folks there at GPB, GPB, easy for me to say.
There you go.
I think you've said it three different ways, Mike, yes, but I wasn't going to say anything.
Georgia Public Broadcasting.
There you go.
That's it.
There you go.
Forget the acronyms.
Membership has its privileges.
Exactly. Give us all the contact information, please, Mark.
Okay, my personal one is mharmon@gpb.org, and the website is gpb.org, and we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, like a lot of the folks here are today. So, you know, if you want to get in touch with us, we're there. Just reach out.
Always a pleasure. Thank you very much, Mark.
Thanks very much.
All right, Mark Harmon with Georgia Public Broadcasting. Also a big thanks to our other guests, Sherry Fitness, Mike Nash with Suddeth Relocation Systems of Atlanta, and Kate Schirmerhorn of Eagle Carpet Care and Restoration. A quick reminder that Gwinnett Business Radio can be heard throughout the day on the Gwinnett Business Radio X station, and that you can listen to any of our programs anytime, 24/7, by logging on to businessradiox.com. For Stephen, Julian.
See you at the Arc later today, Mike.
That's right. I'm Mike Salmon. We'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.